Good Buddy by Fontaine on 101.5 UMFM. So we got one more song for you today, and then it is until next week. So again, playing Folk Fest, Fontaine and Amos the Kid, plus there is a couple other local musicians, which I will get to next week. Until then, here is World Burn by Amos the Kid. You've been listening to Manitoba in the Moment on 101.5 UMFM.
Right now, boys, how about a little dinner music?
Nowadays, people tend to look over the real art of DJing.
Are tuned in to CJUM FM. Here we are, 101.5.
Preparedness for transformation. Performance posthumous display of song. Real or just in love.
Hello, hello, hello. That was just In the Images of Youth by Lives of Angels on UMFM 101.5. I'm your host, Asher, and you're listening to Over the Neptune. It is Tuesday, June 9th, 3:18 p.m. Sunny day out there. Very nice. Although there is a thunder lightning warning, code orange or something like that. But we've yet to see any clouds and lightning and all that bad stuff. So fingers crossed that Zeus doesn't rain down and kill us all. Anyways, that was just the Images of Youth on UMFM 101.5. Cool little kind of minimal synth band from the 80s. That was off their 1986 album, Elevator to Eden. Really cool melodies on that one. It's a lot less like usual minimal synth stuff. Has a little bit more melodies, kind of in line with bands like Marine Girls, sort of that twee pop sound. Really cool stuff there. Prior to that, we had More Than Much by Levler. Levler's band from Salt Lake City, I believe, Utah. Kind of cool shoegaze country sound. I know their Spotify, they describe themselves as dirt gaze. So, yeah, cool stuff there. Today's episode's kind of, again, a mixed bag. I like to play a couple songs, kind of fall in line with each other, and then go from there, go on to the next theme. But yeah, we had some Levler, we had some Lives of Angels, we had Living Hour, which you heard Best I Did It off their album last year, Internal Drone Affinity. Super great album. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see them play that live. I heard great things from my friends, my girlfriend who went, and yeah, Tofu Smell opened, Hut Hut played, and yeah, Living Hour played too, of course. But yeah, we got some cool stuff coming up next. We have a band called Stitch. They're actually from Vancouver. They're coming to Winnipeg June 30th. They're playing with Flush at the Handsome Daughter. Super hype for that. So here's a little bit of a Stitch on UMFM 101.5.
Thank you. likely scattered along the bayside. We tried to carry it up to your front porch. We dropped some on our way in. I am sorry. Our apologies and our condolences. Sincerely. We'll be right back.
All right. That was just Lowercase, the Open Sea, off their 1999 album, The Going Away Present. Super cool, kind of post-hardcore, slowcore-y, if you want to call it that. 90s band. And then prior to that, we had Medieval Found Footage, whom actually released an album, Abigail, on Friday. Kind of, they're a noise rock band. They're from London, Ontario, I believe. Kind of have that early touch-and-go record sound. Very Slint-esque. Maybe a bit more dissonant. But yeah, it's always cool to see bands like that from Canada. So, I mean, hopefully those guys could come to Winnipeg, play a show. I'd love to see them. Love noise rock and all that jazz. So yeah, that was Medieval Found Footage with Spokane, Washington. And then prior to that, like I mentioned earlier, we had Stitch with their song Rubberman. Yeah, super cool kind of slowcore band. I believe there's four guys in that too. They're from Vancouver. Super hyped to see them when they come here. June 30th at the Handsome Daughter. I'll be there. You should go. Yeah. Super hyped for that. But yeah. I felt like it was kind of only appropriate to play Lowercase kind of to close off that little three-song suite, as they kind of probably influenced both those bands. So, yeah, felt right. Anyways, we have the next suite of today's section will be a little bit of a eccentric weirdo suite. So here's some Beck on UMFM 101.5.
Songs, contaminated lawns. We'll wait about 15 times a day, staring through a bag of Frito-Lay and a play with the fire. choking on a breath mint.
Get too drunk and feel so goddamn low. I have no place to go, no one to could turn to. I think about your loving arms, where I'd like to be, but it's selfish as can be, and I know it. And if I'm sorry for myself, I'm sorry for you too, 'cause I'm the same as you, and I'm burning. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out, or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Listen to them shout. I won't say that I love you, 'cause that would be a lie. I can only say I try, and you know it. Love is something more and less than words can hope to say. It's something day to day in the life we're living. Lovers come and lovers go, but friends are hard to find. Yes, I can count all mine on one finger. Sing for everyone who feels there's a no way out. Or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Or listen to them shout. Between us, it just never seems to change. There's a whole mountain range of misunderstanding. So I sing for everyone who feels there's no way out. Or maybe if you all shout, someone will hear you. Or listen to them shout.
Shouting in a Bucket Blues by Kevin Ayers on UFM 101.5. That was off his 1973 album, Banana Amore. Yeah, Kevin Ayers, silly little goat, funky little fella. Yeah, best known for his work with Soft Machine, with Robert Wyatt. They both wound to have really good solo careers. Yeah, Banana Amore, I love that album so much. And prior to that, we had You Were the Fool by Ween off their 1996 album, and it's having a 30th anniversary, 12 Golden Country Greats, recorded with some veteran Nashville session musicians. Really cool record. Yeah, like I said, it has its 30th year anniversary this year, and in celebration of that, Ween's releasing, I think it's 30-some tracks or something like that. A lot of demos and just like cut songs that were never on the record that were recorded during those sessions. So yeah, really hype. I don't believe it's out yet, but I want to listen when it is. I could talk about Ween for hours. Every single one of their albums is so different. There's always something new. Gene and Ween Dean. Gene and Dean Ween. They're, yeah, kind of the goats, if you're going to ask me. But yeah. Recorded with Nashville session musicians, whom Ween dubbed as the Shit Creek Boys. So Bobby Ogden and many other greats. If you listen to their, I believe it was 2003, live album, Live in Toronto. Great album, by the way. A lot of those songs were performed, and they brought along the session tour. They brought along the veteran session artists like Bobby Ogden, so on. But yeah, really great stuff there. I love Ween so much. One day we'll just have a Ween episode where we play Ween for an hour straight, if I'm allowed to do that. And then prior to that, we had Modesto by Beck off his 1994 compilation called Stereopathic Soul Manure. This is kind of when Beck was in his weirdo, super lo-fi sound collage phase. A lot of the tracks on this compilation are kind of just pure noise and unlistenable, but there's a handful of good ones. Modesto being it, Rowboat's another. Love the pedal steel guitar on that, and yeah, Beck singing like a little country tune right there. But yeah, that's kind of about it for that little suite of eccentric slash country themed. Bit of a strange combo there, but yeah, we have a couple songs left. Yeah, thank you for listening today. You are tuned into Over the Neptune on 101.5 UMFM. Here is Beat Happening.
Shining shore next to me. Staring At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Tier 3 tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. July 9th through 12th at Birds Hill Park, featuring indie folk favorites of Monsters of Men, emotionally powerful songwriter Lucy Dacus, and masked experimental collective Goat, plus 60 more incredible acts. Adult 4-day passes with camping starts at $415. Youth and senior passes are available, and kids under 12 are free all weekend long. Get yours now at winnipegfolkfestival.ca. Tickets are moving fast, and there are no gate sales. Get your tickets for the 2026 Winnipeg Folk Festival today. Great music from around the world right here in your backyard. July 9th.